Morning. It's a little daunting coming up here in front of everyone when you don't do it very often, so I just ask that you would take a minute and pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just ask that you would be with me. Help me to deliver the message that your Holy Spirit gave me. Help me to speak clearly and to get my ideas across. All this I ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The title of my message is Being a Good Example. I thought about setting a good example, but to me, setting a good example is something you do to present an image or an appearance. Being implies action. Living your life is a good example to others. In this day and age, you don't have to look very far to see bad examples. You look at the TV, listen to the radio, get on the internet, read the newspaper, try Facebook, Twitter, or whatever other forms of communication are out there. These forms of communication are full of examples of people living their lives as bad or good examples. Some bad examples that I have down here, you have your Penn State coaches. One coach will spend the rest of his life in prison. One coach was stripped of 12 years of wins by the football team and forced to retire. The school was fined $60 million, lost 40 scholarships, banned from bowl games for 4 years. So that hurt the school as far as recruiting good players for their team, probably for years. My next example was the man on the plane who hit the baby for crying. Man lost his job, 60 years old. He's facing a year in jail just because he did something dumb. Then there was a hockey coach in Canada that tripped the kid from the opposing team, resulting in the kid getting two broken wrists. He ended up 15 days in jail. His marriage is broken up, and he owns a construction business, and no one will come to him. All people who jeopardize their way of life or legacy because of one moment of indecision or weakness. There are bad examples on the world level, the state level, and the local levels, and in our backyard. We are called to be examples of good. Please take your Bibles and turn to Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We are supposed to be the light that shines in this world of darkness. And if you pay any attention to current events or the news or anything like that, you can see that the world is pretty dark right now. Is being an example important to God? What is this besides the inspired word of God written down by man for reproof, correction, and instruction? It's a book of examples. Examples of people either living their lives right or wrong, pleasing to God or unpleasing to Him. You have Abraham, who left his land and his family and followed God, even though he had no idea where he was going to end up. Ultimately, he ended up the father of the Hebrew nation. You have David, who fought the giant. In his faith, he killed the giant. And after some problems that he had, he repented. God made him the first true king of the Jews. You have Jesus, he showed us how to live our lives, even with all the other stuff coming at us. Then there's the widow with two mites. She gave all that she had. You got Ananias and Sapphira that sold the land, held back money. God struck them both down. There was Stephen, who talked boldly to the religious leaders and was stoned for it. Then there was Paul, who persecuted the Christians. God got his attention on the Damascus Road. And he used the same zeal that he used pursuing the Christians to tell the Gentiles the good news. Peter denied Christ three times, but Christ used him in a mighty way later. So why would God give us such a book if it was not important that we see how to live our lives right or wrong? Who is affected by our example? What happens when you have your children? They do everything you show them. Then your grandchildren, perhaps you show your children the wrong things. What are they going to teach their children? Your neighbors see you every day. You might not be friends with them, but they still see. They see what you do and what you don't do. Your friends, they know you better than probably anyone else. Co-workers, I don't know about you, but I spend more time with my co-workers than I do at home. Anyone we come in contact with can see our examples. There's even people that we don't even know. In our church, in our organizations we belong to, our kids' school, whatever there is, people see us. And if they don't see us, they know our name if we do something wrong. So what harm is there in being a bad example? People may be influenced to copy our behavior. I mean, we know our kids will copy our behavior. We got friends that, you know, when they're hanging out with us, if we're doing something wrong, they want to fit in, they copy our behavior. There's a damage to our witness for Christ. People are watching us all the time, whether we know it or not. Don't be a stumbling block to others who are watching you. If we go out and visit, talk to people, tell them about Christ, and invite them to church, and the same person sees us out doing something that we shouldn't be doing, are they going to listen to what we say? Are they going to come to church? Do they even want to be hanging out with people like us? Chances are not. When we're engaged in inappropriate behaviors and people see that, we lose our credibility with them. What must we do to be a good example? First, you have to think before you act. You have to watch what you say and what you do. Second, know God's word. Read and understand the Bible so you know what is right and what is wrong. You can read it, but if you don't understand it, you're not going to know. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Be sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit and do what you're being told. You have to develop a close relationship with God. And you have to listen to that little voice. You know, according to God's word, what's right and what's wrong. But that little voice is in there telling you, go ahead and do it, or don't do it. You got to listen to that voice. You got to be listening for that voice. With that being said, I know this is a short message, but I'm hoping the point got across. With that being said, in a few moments, you're going to have an opportunity to come up here, come up to this altar, humble yourselves before God, repent of any sins you have, or just talk to God. If you need God in your life, this is the time. So, with that, come talk to God.